On this Chinese fishing vessel off the waters near Peru, these Indonesian fishermen prepare to say goodbye to one of their crew. After months at sea, Zulkifli has returned to Indonesia, unable to forget his friend who never got the chance to come home.
He kept working despite his pain. Perhaps he was scared. Then his whole body became swollen.
These fishermen have come together to discuss their experiences, sharing stories of exploitation, underpayment, and even physical abuse.
I was hit on the back of the head. I almost fell down.
Others say they were tricked into working on the ships.
It was never my intention to work on a Chinese fishing ship. The agency lied to me. For 7 months, I couldn't contact my parents.
He says he was promised a manufacturing job in South Korea. He never anticipated what was to come.
They didn't give me any food for a whole week. I became very thin. I couldn't walk.
Like many returned fishermen, Wahyu is trying to get back the money he is owed.
Workers' rights groups in Southeast Asia say they're concerned about the rise in reported cases of poor working conditions, physical abuse, and deaths at sea. They say governments across the region have a responsibility to help end forced labour in the international fishing industry.
In recent weeks, more than 20 NGOs across the region have signed a letter to ASEAN calling on the regional bloc to ratify the Work in Fishing Convention, which calls for the minimum requirements for conditions on board fishing vessels. Some say Indonesia, as the country with the largest workforce on foreign ships, must be more proactive.
We should be an example and show that we want to improve the situation. Right now, there is no access to justice for fishermen on foreign ships.
Indonesia's maritime ministry says ratifying the convention is a priority, but it takes time.
And once we see that our regulations can comply, then of course it will be timely for us to ratify a convention.
In Tegal, Central Java, some of the fishermen working on these small local boats are waiting for their deployments to work on large vessels overseas, uncertain of the conditions they will face when they depart. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Tegal.